brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a gigantic Friday transmission lined up for you. It always seems that Mondays and Fridays are the most jam-packed. Paul Watson joins us from the United Kingdom in 30 minutes. There have been big new developments concerning the gigantic BBC hit piece scheduled for primetime Sunday evening. He'll be joining us in 30 minutes to talk about that. In the meantime, I covered this in my second police state film, The Takeover. We only spent maybe 5-10 minutes on it because there's so much evidence, there's really no way to ever give it proper coverage. I did a piece a few months ago when the Minnesota American Nazi Party came to town, and it was obviously cops, obviously informants, obviously ADL people. The folks up there in line in the literal brown shirts would look very well at home in Tel Aviv. And we even had some people track that down, and I covered it on the TV show. And we know that most of these Nazi groups aren't just filled with feds. They're run and founded by feds. Even Texas Monthly gave the FBI a bum steer award. Number one, they got first place out of, what, the 25 places. It's very prestigious to get that from MS Communications. Owned a magazine. I'm honored to be syndicated via MS Communications in association with Genesis, but I'm just proud of the point that I'm associated with folks that exposed the FBI as founding a Klan group and attempting to get them to carry out terror attacks. So there's a lot of background on this, but this is in the Associated Press, Orlando Sentinel. I have several mainstream articles on this. Here's the headline: Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. And it's always the same. In fact, I haven't seen a Ku Klux Klan group or a Nazi group that isn't federal in its operations. Let's be clear. Not infiltrated by feds, commanded and run by feds, by FBI or their informants. And now they've been caught red-handed and the people are extremely angry. Literally, they'll have 10, 15 of these cops, and you just look at them, you look at them, you know what they are, just looking at them, generally Mossad. And you will go out to these events. I've bullhorned at least 10 of them over the years, Nazis, Klan, you name it. And you'll have hundreds of police and riot gear protecting them. And the news, national news covers it, every local station covers it. And it just gets whites and blacks and everybody looking at each other with suspicion. And then, oh, we need more hate crimes laws and more police and more surveillance and intelligence units to counter this great threat when the threat does not exist. And every time they're trying to pass hate crimes legislation from Michigan to Idaho, they will have people in literal Nazi uniforms prancing around. And then if you go track back their P.O. box, it's a rabbi running it. That came out in the news, what, about 8 years ago. So I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of it. And you notice you've got the white supremacist websites attacking me, always going after me. And that's because they're a bunch of feds. Period. In most cases, they're informants. And in others, it is actual feds attacking this show because we will not engage in race battles. We will not make our fight against the New World Order a racial issue, and we're effective at exposing Israel. We're effective at exposing other crime syndicates. We're effective at exposing our open borders. They want us to descend into racism so we can be more effectively demonized. It is not going to work. We'll get into this and some other news that is just off the charts. A family was tired of the police speeding up and down their roads. So they videotaped it, and their warrants for their arrest are being issued for videotaping the cops. We'll be right back.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in 23 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Paul Watson from the United Kingdom with amazing new developments concerning what appears to be a massive BBC hit piece against the entire 9/11 truth movement, chiefly myself, Dylan Avery, and the Loose Change Boys and others. Getting a lot of attention, one of the top stories on Dig that is several hundred times now bigger than the Drudge Report in the top 50 websites in the world. A huge story getting millions of readers right now, the story he put out yesterday. Paul Watson has a new report out today up on PrisonPlanet.com with new developments, also up on InfoWars.com. We'll be covering that. And yes, the BBC director who made the program has agreed. Now, we emailed him and called him last night. We got his email back today. We've got to hook up and make sure it happens. But it appears that he will be joining us in the third hour graciously. And we've got an open mind here. We want to hear if this is a hit piece or not. We're now hearing from inside sources. This is unconfirmed, but we're trying to confirm that there are two different versions of the program, one for U.S. and Canadian transmission, now with BBC America, and another for England. So we will get into those developments also. Former federal prosecutor, author of the book U.S. versus Bush, Elizabeth de la Vega, will be joining us to break down how, from a prosecutor's perspective, how indictable and how prosecutable this entire administration is on a host of issues. That in the second hour. Coming up in a few minutes, you've seen the cases of where Ron Paul's speech in the floor of the House is given to a state police officer, and so the man that gave it to him is arrested and charged. They call the video criminal and say it's a threat to law enforcement. It goes forward to trial. He's found not guilty. Or you've heard of the case of the fellow that puts a sign up in his yard saying our court system's corrupt, and a judge from an outside jurisdiction orders police to arrest him for that. You've seen these reports or videotaping in New York or Dallas or L.A., and the cops walk over and arrest you for videotaping their operations from 100 yards away. I've been threatened many times. You've seen it in the film Martial Law. All of that goes together, but there's a case out of all places, Kennesaw, Georgia, which is, seems to me a pretty good town from past actions. That's the place back in the 80s that had a high crime rate, a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia. And there, they had had a big crime increase, so they, by law, said you had to have a gun in your house. Of course, it was a waiver. It was just a, really an encouragement, and crime, violent crime dropped by 95%, all other forms of crime by over 80%, and that was numbers within 1 year of that happening, and it is the safest town in Georgia. But it's sad to see that in that same town, a judge that looks like it has nothing to do with the good laws in the town, some citizens were tired of these cops speeding up and down their street, and so they videotaped, they put cameras on their house, and they now, the judge is talking about having them arrested for, quote, stalking him. So microphones, cameras everywhere for the citizens, but you videotape the police, they come after you. I'm trying to get those folks on Monday or so. We're working on it right now and covering this case, but I'll talk about it in a few minutes. First off, though, let me get to our top story today. Out of the Orlando Sentinel and other publications, neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. A paid FBI informant was the man behind a neo-Nazi march through the streets of Paramore that stirred up anxiety in Orlando's black community and fears of racial unrest that triggered a major police mobilization. That's the whole point. The revelation came Wednesday in an unrelated federal court hearing, and as prompted outrage from black leaders, some of whom demand an investigation into whether the February 2006 march was itself an event staged by law enforcement. Does a duck swim in the pond? Does it quack? Does it have a beak and little pink feet? The FBI would not comment on what it knew about the involvement of its informant, 39-year-old David Glinty of Orlando, in the neo-Nazi event in court Wednesday. An FBI agent said the Bureau was paid its informant at least $20,000 during the past 2 years. And it goes on to say that he organized, commanded the group, and organized the demonstrations. And we have photos up on JonesReport.com that go along with this guy. We're going to do some more Google searches and find more photos of him. So you have the leader of the group. Now, let's be clear. From Idaho to Dallas, Texas, to Arlington, Texas. I just say Dallas because, you know, that's the metroplex. But to be specific, Arlington, Texas, suburb where the Cowboys play. I have family that lives there. And back in 1998... the FBI, for 2 years, tried to find a Klan group. There was no Klan group, so they went to a local trailer park, had their 18-year-long informant who'd set up other Klan groups and white supremacist groups go in and pay them tens of thousands of dollars. They were alcoholic, white trash. I'm not saying you're white trash if you live in a trailer, folks. Trailers are great, cheap housing. I'm saying they were white trailer trash. It was described literally as toothless. Total alcoholics that never even hardly got out of their house, described them as not even being able to get up out of their chairs most of the time. And for 2 years, he tried to give them weapons and bombs and tried to get them to carry out a bombing of a chemical plant on the border with Fort Worth and Arlington. They were unable to. The local sheriff finally got chatter of it and busted them and rebuked the informant. Then, of course, the feds ran people against that sheriff. But this is why it all came out, because local police, local peace officers foiled it when the FBI had finally cooked bombs and finally had them on their way to attempt some assault. And, I mean, the Texas Monthly described them as drunkenly talking about how they would assault the White House and then be kings and rule and how they would fall and how he'd build bottle bombs and buy them a video camera to videotape blowing it up. There's another famous case, what, about 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, in Idaho, where they were trying to pass very restrictive hate crime speech legislation. So they had a bunch of guys out in literal Nazi uniforms, brown shirts and black shirts, Sieg Heiling and saying horrible things about blacks and others and, you know, the K word, the N word, on and on and on. Then it turned out that the whole group was run by a rabbi, and it was a front clearly connected to the good old boys at the Defamation League. So, folks, there's hundreds of cases. In fact, in Police State 2, the takeover, I then put BBC articles, Reuters articles out of Germany, out of England, where it turns out that the neo-Nazi groups are founded, commanded, run, the bombings, the firebombings of Turks in Germany, and then they get to come in and crack down on everybody, and anybody that criticizes the open borders is then bad. This is, it's like the British are now letter bombing their own police state, data mining camera command centers in the know now. If you protest that, you're involved in bombing. It's real simple. And the government's going to carry out terror attacks and say it's groups against national ID cards. And then, oh my gosh, if you're against national ID cards, you're a terrorist. Literally, folks, there's so many hundreds of documented, admitted examples of this, I can't even do justice to it. Just go do a Google search. Government behind white supremacists, government behind extremists, government behind German neo-Nazis, government behind Klan, FBI behind Klan, FBI founds Klan group, FBI funds white supremacist group, FBI behind the Order, FBI behind the Aryan Nations, FBI behind the... They're not infiltrating it, they are it. They're leading groups. They go found militias and then try to lead them into violence to demonize good militias. On and on and on. So, neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. Joining us is Aaron Dykes, who's writing a story on this and has been doing intensive research since we learned of this yesterday afternoon. Aaron, give us your take on it and go over some of it and describe for folks some of these photos that they'll see up on JonesReport.com.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to add that we're not speculating when we say this FBI informant was behind this neo-Nazi rally. When you Google this guy's name, David Gletty, it goes to a neo-Nazi website called Overthrow.com, and there are pictures of him discussing with his group of 8 or 10 Nazis. And
they're guaranteed to be feds, too.
Yeah, they all look like feds, but we don't know that.
There's no doubt. Just look at them, assess them, but go ahead.
So he's in these pictures commanding his troops and getting them ready, and the page is actually for this Orlando march that the story is about, so you can see where that led to, which, by the way, was in a predominantly black neighborhood and is pretty much cited to have just triggered, racial unrest.
Yeah, if these were serious white supremacist or, quote, white rights groups, they'd be like David Duke in a suit and a tie, really trying to make the case, really trying to come across smooth. David Duke's for real, folks. I'm not saying, he's good. Obviously, he's out of control. The point is, he's for real, folks. When you see people going in and trying to make the blacks mad and trying to make the Mexicans mad and trying to create fear, it's feds.
Yeah, that's what happened in Austin because it was like staged drama. I wouldn't be able to connect with someone who's up there sincerely protesting as a Nazi, but, it's their right. But the guys in Austin were, like, fake spitting on the flag, the Mexican flag. They're dramatically spitting and then stomping and really getting this crowd going and flamed up. And there was actually a lady we have on tape in the audience shouting, "Burn yourself! Burn yourself!" And so this neo-Nazi had really just inflamed her, and that's about the time when the riot cops came out, 200 strong.
In their black Darth Vader outfits, they're the good guys. They need more anti-terror funding. See, there's this big white supremacist threat all over the nation out there passing the hate crimes bill. These guys always come out right on time and go, "Down with the ends, down with the K's, kill them, get them." Now, there's that famous clip with me bullhorning the Klan in Waco, and the head Klan guy, I'm going, "Big fat federal agent, big fat federal agent." He goes, "Look at that. He's a child molester. I'd like to blow you away and kill you." And then I go to the cops and I say, "Hey," and he just threatened to kill me. And the cops said, "Get back. Get back." And I didn't have the camera. Mike was walking away. And the cops are like, "We're part of the empire, boy." And that was up in Waco. And I was like, whoa, man. Remember back in 1992 is when they really came after the militias? It's called the Good Old Boy Roundup. I've got that tape somewhere. It was even on 60 Minutes. And these militia guys get into the Good Old Boy Roundup, where was it, in Alabama? And they get into it, and there's thousands of people, and they're almost all cops. And they're hanging blacks in effigy and burning them and selling in-hunting licenses and all this. And it's cops. So it's not just that the cops infiltrate and create the groups. A lot of them also like it. So it's sick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay there. Let's talk more about this when we get back. I don't want running over you here, but I wanted to get you in here to talk about this and read over some of those notes there in the articles and tell folks about some of the photos. But the article admits an FBI informant commands the group and had the rally.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back. Okay, I got Kevin Smith in here too because he and Aaron went down to the Minnesota Nazis rally, and it was just Fedville, and that's why the cops are there to guard. That's why there's in such incredible security for them. There would never be that for us. because they're there to protect officers. They're there to protect FBI informants and FBI agents leading the groups. Aaron, please continue with this Orlando Sentinel story, and then I'm going to get Kevin's. Well, you were both there at the meeting. I want to get Kevin's take on it, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on your part about the militia. I think this kind of Nazi stuff is really demonizing a more legitimate move for border control and other issues along those lines. And it's no wonder the anarchists and the far leftists are shouting xenophobic racists at border control on, you know, border issue stuff.
Which has no connection to people in Nazi outfits stomping around. You go to a border control meeting, a third of the people there are Hispanic.
There's no connection between the people, but the Nazis were there demonstrating.
No, that's what they do. They come and say, we support the Minutemen, kill all the Indians. And then the news is all there to show that as a photo op. And again, it's the feds leading it. In fact, we have the chance in what they said at this meeting they had.
And I'd just like to add, while it was not the same individuals, the uniforms, the very banners,
the exact same flags,
these people looked like they could have been the exact same group.
They're following the same script.
Yep, and it's eight Nazis. No more, no less. It's just a small, tight... They all look like feds.
But the news for weeks hypes it up, and then every black in town comes out and screams and yells at them, not knowing it's feds, and they're doing just what they want. Explain why they're doing this, Kevin.
Well, you know I hate the Minnesota Nazis like nothing else, but they bring these guys in here, half a dozen, eight of them, very similar to the Klan showing up to protest against gay marriage. What it shows the left that comes out there to counter them, look, the police are actually protecting them. Look, they're dressed up in black or in brown shirts, just like these the Nazis are. So they make this association, and then, of course, the Nazis will hold up something, say, we're for border control, or something like that. And then I have these anarchists screaming at me that these guys are nationalists, they believe in sovereignty, they believe in a lot of the things that we
do. This is all being done to demonize us.
Of course. And while I was trying to explain to these anarchists, I said, listen, if you weren't here, there'd be nobody here. They wouldn't need the 200 riot cops to protect them. It's one of those, if the trees fell in a forest and no one heard it, would it make a sound? And I said, listen, you're just emboldening a police state. And I guarantee you those guys are federally controlled. Those guys are FBI agents. And there was an older, back from the 60s, 70s, Black Panther standing there listening to me. And he just, yep, uh-huh, exactly. Those guys are feds. And I said, see, he gets it. He gets it. And I don't really blame the left for wanting to get out there and fight and oppose them. But they just got to be... They can't be parts on a chessboard. They're being used as pawns, and they don't even realize it.
No, they aren't. Instead, it's they're buying into the illusion. I mean, here you've got the Fed staging these all over the country, caught red-handed, and they're there to openly demonize border control movements. I mean, it's easy to understand, folks. It's 2 + 2. And so we need to demand now, every time one of these rallies happens, to go show this to the media and get out there and bullhorn them, big fat federal agent. That's what I do when I go out to these events. And they turn green. They go pale when you start saying that, because they look at you with fear. And, I mean, that's how you know. You go, you're a federal agent, and I know you are. And they just go, huh? Like, he knows. It's like in They Live. They go, we got one that can see.
And then they'll have a little powwow, and the next thing you know, the legitimate cops in uniform will come up to you. That's enough, Jones. Get you out of here, Jones. But there can be 100 anarchists screaming God knows what, but they'll come after you for exposing the truth. And when that rally was over...
When I was in Waco, I looked up, I'm wearing a t-shirt and pants, and they're in a parking garage, and they've got two snipers on me, beaded on me, and I walk over and start waving at them, and Mike starts videotaping, and they wave back.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got Remington 700 308s pointed at me, and the cops are, it's sick, man.
People saw the shots from the top of the CSC/DynCorp building from the gay marriage protest the Klan did, with the spotter snipers on top of that building, with the police riding around on bicycles with a digital camera taking shots of everyone's faces. This last event with the Nazis, when we were leaving, I looked up to one of those office buildings right there at the corner of 11th and Congress. You know how they had those perches?
Yes.
There's a couple military snipers up on the top floor, so I started waving to them, hi, military snipers, and... You know, they could hear us, and we were filming them, they were filming us, and then we went around the governor's mansion, got in our vehicles to leave. Police helicopter starts following us. So,
and we've got video of that. We put that out. We need to take that, do a report, and add it with this. And then maybe take the audio from this show as a narrative. Maybe as a special report. It'll take a week or so to get it done. But stay there. I got Paul Watson coming up. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you guys to specifically break down this new development. Folks, when you see him in the stupid clown outfit, Nazi outfits, and you see the police out there guarding them, know that in every case, they are led by the federal government. Period. And it's to demonize free speech.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
There are real Nazis, there are real members of the Klan, just like there are real Muslims that go into Utah shopping malls and kill four people. And they're real heroes that take them down. But they're few and far between. They are rare commodities indeed. And every time the higher-up authorities are aware of one of these rogue groups or individuals planning something, they do everything they can to open doors for them. But that is a rarity. In 90-plus percent of the cases of Klan rallies, white supremacist rallies, terror, mosque bombings from Iraq to Tel Aviv to Jerusalem to New York City to Oklahoma City, in every case, when the dust settles, when the smoke clears, it is a federal operation. And who has the motive? All over the nation last year, in the same month that this happened, everywhere, in every major city, from Orlando to Austin, Texas, to Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, the Nazis came out, usually 5 to 10 of them, same Nazi uniforms, exactly the same, exact same flags, Iron Cross, We were at Swastika or Swastika with Iron Cross. The exact same slogans, exact same speeches, separate groups supposedly, and it's always led by informants. And here it is in the Orlando Sentinel. Outrage. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. Now, that is a fact. You cannot get away from that. And that, and so for anybody who's getting involved with these groups, for anybody who's being contacted by these groups, or anybody that's buying into what they say, you need to know you're being commanded, you're under the command 90% of the time by feds. And 100% of the time, if your group's bigger than five people, there are feds in there. Okay? I mean, if somebody is a real white supremacist, they're going to go to prison. See, David Duke did. And David Duke tries to come across as slick, as well-spoken, as reasonable. He tags on to reasonable issues. That's somebody you can tell, and I've done an analysis of David Duke over the last, it's got to be 10 years. I've watched him carefully. It takes me time to come to a conclusion. David Duke is the real deal, okay? The rare, real McCoy. Love him or hate him. Okay, David Duke is the real deal. Dr. William Pierce was the real deal of the National Alliance. As soon as he died, it descended into a bunch of feds that had already infiltrated. The whole thing fell apart. And they still use the real deals to then tag them onto other groups that are against open borders or the end of sovereignty and then demonize good groups using people like David Duke and Dr. William Pierce. But there are very few out there who are real. I got Paul Watson coming on about huge BBC developments. And, Kevin, before we get back into closing comments about these Klan groups and Nazi groups led by the FBI, as Texas Monthly reported in the Bump Steer Award in 1998, trying to get them to bomb chemical plants, before we do that, you're working on getting Guy Smith, the director and producer of the 9/11 mega mass hit piece, it appears. We're trying to get him on sometime today.
No, we'll have him on Monday. We'll do Monday. I don't know if we can.
Oh, no, we need him now. We need him now before he gets cold feet. I mean, you said he emailed you back today saying he'd come on.
He emailed me back, but I tried his office. You know, they're 6 hours ahead of us. I did not get a call back from him, but I'll keep trying.
You know what? Call my wife. I have his cell phone that was a British cell phone when he was here in the U.S. that I called him on. Have her get into the old emails from 6 months ago, 5 months ago.
Sure.
Well, that was in July or September. It was in September.
They followed us around in August.
August.
End of August, yeah.
Yeah, so we need to go into emails around that time, find his number. I want him on today. Okay. Oh, you say you have it?
I think that's the number I used, yeah.
Well, just keep calling.
Okay.
I want him in the third hour if we can get him. We got to go to Watson here in a minute. Both of you, closing comments. You've got some other notes written there. Aaron, comment on anything else?
Yeah, I'd just like to say their website, which, by the way, looks artificially tinged with racism. It's got stuff about blacks versus whites. It's just...
It's cartoonish.
Sure, it's very cartoonish. But they have lumped themselves in with 9/11 Truth from the Zionism angle, and I just want to put a warning out there, 9/11 Truth, look out for being overrun by artificial things. You saw the leftists a couple weeks ago now calling 9/11 Truth and Bilderbergers xenophobic, calling them racist. And
yeah, you talk about the ruling elite, and now see, oh, that's code for racism, which nothing to do with it. So see, and we're making a film exposing them as really being the eugenics Nazis. And folks, we're seeing this from CNN to local groups. This is the new program.
If you want to fight the elite, let's name them. Let's get it out there, and let's fight the real enemy. Let's not be played.
I agree. Money. Follow the money.
You've got other notes. That's a good point. Anything else?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
What's it? I mean, I was in there during the break looking at these feds leading these different groups. It's just so obvious.
Well, Alex, it's the same thing from our the articles that Steve's written recently in some of the interviews with the IRA bombers. He said, hey, if you're out on an op with five guys, you don't know who for sure, but you know within that five, they're British intel agents within the group.
And then there was cases of them torturing their own intel agents not knowing. And he said, the different agents we've had on, this, they're on record, this is now admitted, that over 70% of the bombings in Ireland and London were purely British ops.
Truly, and now, since that great article that Steve wrote, Who Are the Real Terrorists in Iraq, now it's been picked up by a number of people that are making the parallels between Ulster and Belfast. They all see it. You know, Britain's dirty war is being applied to Iraq. So it's the same across the board. These groups are always infiltrated. They're always led. They find toothless, willing dupes to go along. And notice that you were talking about David Duke. Now, those people go to jail. You know, they do time, and you're like, well, that was pretty mild what he said compared to that guy on the corner shouting all this racial stuff. Why doesn't he go to jail? Well, because he's doing his job. You know, he's perpetuating the agenda.
Exactly. I mean, and again, we're not defending what Duke does. We're just being scientific about analyzing this. You wear a suit. You're well-spoken. You've got a doctorate. You're making all these points. You're garnering real followers. You're not infiltrated. You're going to jail.
I mean, that, now all we need is the Klan to come out or the Nazis to come out and tell us something about the Trans-Texas Corridor, the North American Union, because they did the same thing for gay marriage. They did the same thing on the border issue. They show up, you're on the fence, you're not sure about it, and then the Klan shows up or the Nazis show up, protest. You're like, well, that's not me. You know, I got to reassess my views on things.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you. How long till we get a text report? I know you're doing 10 other things. And how long till we get till you pull the old video report from a few months ago when you guys covered that and integrate it with this, Aaron?
Over the weekend.
No, don't kill yourself. I want you to take some time off. Just I mean, what? If you don't work this weekend, how long?
Probably Monday.
Okay, well, take your time on it. Yep. Hey, good job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, we're going to integrate this with video of these feds for you. And, again, just do research on your own. You'll find out so many cases of this. Okay, I apologize for having Paul Watson hold for 7 minutes. Let's go to him. Paul, let's kind of, in a nutshell, go back and recap what's developed, what this BBC program is, some of the basic things they're doing, and then to the latest chapter, BBC pressured to air 911 hit piece. That's the question. Paul Watson joining us from Sheffield, England. His brother is also our correspondent for Infowars.net in London right now. Paul Watson, give us a breakdown.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Well, this is a program called The Conspiracy Files, which is airing on BBC Two. It's a four-program series, the second of which is about 9/11 and airs on Sunday at 9 p.m. And obviously, you were involved in the filming, which stretches back several months, as were others, who, at the time of the filming, said that basically they were fishing for the most tenuous subjects related to 9/11. Not the hardcore evidence about Northwoods and explosive demolition, etc., etc., but these nebulous, unproven theories that are often used to debunk the 9/11 truth movement, including a guy who we featured in an article last Saturday called Craig Bartmer, who was an NYPD official on 9/11, and
who, by the way, I've met personally, seen all his credentials. He's been in the news again because they say all these people we interview aren't real. But go ahead.
Right, and he was there on 9/11. He ran away from Building 7 as it collapsed and said, you know, he could clearly hear the bombs taking it down. He was interviewed for the show, and he basically said, to paraphrase, you know, your line of questioning is insulting to the victims. It's insulting to me. Because they were dismissing everything that the Ground Zero rescue personnel.
And now we have scores of personnel, police, firemen, emergency workers, saying they were told, get back, we're going to bring Building 7 down. We played a bunch of those clips last week.
I posted an article a few days ago where there were 50 different examples of people saying that who were there at the time. So he said that the line of questioning was clearly being directed towards these nebulous theories that couldn't be proven, and that it was basically an insult to the victims who were reporting this. And yet it seems the BBC is going to play that insulting to the victims card and use it against the 9/11 truth movement, because in one of the previews for the show, they include this presumably Jewish woman saying, you know, my husband went to work that day. Why would he go to work if he got a warning not to be in the building? I mean, that's what it's basically saying, which derives from this theory that Jews were warned not to go into the World Trade Center on that day. We know many people were warned not to be in the area. I mean, you had Pakistani teenagers in nearby New York schools saying, pointing out the window at the buildings and saying those buildings are not going to be there next week. So people were warned not to be in that area, but not just Jews, but they're going to play that race card to try and demonize the rest of the 9/11 truth movement.
And that story came from Odigo, the Israeli instant message company, telling the Associated Press and Haaretz and Jerusalem Post that, yes, they were told, get their employees out.
Right. The latest on it, after we wrote... I've now wrote three articles on it. The the one that I put out yesterday morning got picked up on dig.com on the front page and got read by, you know, I'd guess at least 100,000 more people than would normally read it just from it being carried on that website, which is five times bigger than Drudge. The new thing
it's actually hundreds and hundreds of places ahead of Drudge. It's in the, but go ahead.
Yeah, the new thing is that Ian Crane, who is one of the chairmen of the 9/11 UK Truth Movement for UK and Ireland, who worked for the BBC and still has sources within the BBC, he put out an alert last night, I read it this morning, saying that there are two different versions or two different edits of the documentary that the producers have created, one of which is as good as you can get, reasonably balanced, which would seem to fit in with the previews and the summary article the BBC wrote on the 9/11 Truth Movement, which were, obviously, while not being perfect, as balanced as you're going to get compared to past examples, which are outright attack pieces. So there's that edit, and another edit, which is the outright hit piece that many who were interviewed for the show, including yourself, were widely expected to see. But the pressure from the new US BBC Chief of Commercial Operations, Gareth Ansier, who is a former Fox executive, they say he's pressuring the BBC into airing the hit piece over the balance piece for fear of harming BBC's American corporate interest.
Now, let's be clear. BBC is government-run, so that's perfect for Fox executives to be involved in running it now. They just love it, totally government-run publicly. Now, did you put in the article, because I've read it twice, did you make the point that Crane did work at BBC? I don't think that's in here. I think that's a key point to add, that that's why he's a good inside source. Because I knew that, and I didn't see that in here, and then you just said it again. You might check that, Paul, but go ahead.
Right, and he says that the pressure is being brought to bear because of fury amongst the establishment in Britain that over the past few weeks there have been several, you could almost say, glowing write-ups of the 9/11 Truth Movement.
In Scotland, in London, and now in Ireland, major top five papers are coming out saying inside job, basically.
Right. The Daily Mail, the Scottish Herald today, gives a glowing account. London Evening Standard. Then, of course, you had The Guardian, which carried George Monbiot's piece, who is basically a left-wing gatekeeper.
Two mega-hit pieces.
Right, who had previously written articles for The Guardian entitled We Need a New World Order, by coincidence. And then they printed a rebuttal from the Loose Change crew, because it was an attack piece on Loose Change, basically. So you've got this kind of resentment that the UK media is actually starting to give 9/11 Truth a fair hearing. So apparently now pressure is being brought to bear for the BBC not to air the balanced edit of their show this Sunday, but to air the hit piece.
And this hit piece clearly hits the three or four biggest Vanguard 9/11 crews.
Right, and the way I see, I mean, obviously, we've got to watch it before we have a definitive summary of it. But the way I see it happening is, basically, in the promo material, the clips and the articles and the blog on the BBC website, they don't highlight any rebuttal from debunkers. All they do is kind of, in the previews, they'll play you and Jim Mars talking about 9/11, Dealey Plaza, etc., etc. They'll play Dylan Avery talking about it. They don't counter it, really, apart from the Jewish woman in the previews with the other side. So I'm guessing what they'll do, which is kind of stock for what the BBC normally does with these kind of shows, is they'll just play you making statements and they'll edit out all the hardcore evidence. They'll play carefully edited statements and then they'll have this kind of sneering, arrogant narrator, female narrator, simply citing NIST and the 9/11 Commission and kind of in a standard BBC London estuary accent, dismissing all the claims by just referring to the official version of events over and over.
Yeah, just a sneering, preening, down-the-nose behavior.
Exactly.
They're also going to quote, and we know this from three articles they've got up about the piece, depending on which piece they run, but in text on the BBC that I've read many times and analyzed, they continue to just talk about our psychological delusions, our psychological problems, how we have to believe this, and they do quote the State Department trying to debunk us, the same State Department debunking page that says China doesn't sell political dissidents' organs when on the State Department's own website in previous reports they say they do. And China admits they do. So it's just clearly that's what it's going to be. Now, Paul, do we know which piece they're going to air now? Because I'd heard rumblings previously of several different versions, and I know a lot of times they have several different versions before they go with the final one. Do we know, or do we have any inkling? We're trying to get Guy Smith on. Maybe he can tell us.
Well, he's the only one that can tell you. I mean, I'm just reporting it as the claim of somebody else, but judging from the, if the previews are a clue to what we're going to see, then they're going to air the balanced piece. And that could just be to entice people in to watch it.
Well, I mean, Smith laughed at me at the end of a week of interviews and just said he didn't believe a word of it, and basically I was going to get tore up. And then he sent me an email this week snickering as well, just kind of in a, well, I don't believe a word of it, but you'll soon see.
And the previous one they did on Diana was a complete whitewash.
Stay there, Paul. Final segment with you, then we got a big guest coming up. Stay with us. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We're going to keep Paul with us until 5 minutes into the next hour, then our next guest will join us 8 after. I actually lost my breath here, running to one end of the office, running back, and then running to another machine. I just talked to Guy Smith for about 2 minutes. during that 3-minute break. And he is the producer slash director, the chief of this piece. And he couldn't come on today. He said they're still working on the piece. And I said, is there any truth to there were two different versions? He said, no, this was already such an expensive project. Of course, there's only one, but obviously we're always, you know, working on it to the last minute. I said, so there isn't pressure. And he said, absolutely not. We're going to be sending out a statement. And I said, we'll send it to Kevin. And he said, it will get to you soon. And we will post that in the body of the new article that Paul has written. And then you can decide for yourself. And Guy Smith has promised he will join us for 1 hour on Monday in the aftermath of all of this. And if I have to get on the telephone and just listen to the piece while Paul and his brother, well, I know it's on some cable systems and some satellite systems here, and I'm sure pieces will be up on YouTube. We can analyze it. But, Paul, what does that development sound like to you?
Well, I don't think he's going to come out and admit that they've had any pressure, even if it is true. The only way we're going to find out is by watching the program. But, I mean, from past history, I'm not that confident because, I mean, right back from 2003 into 2004, there was basically a clean out at the BBC where people lost their jobs for daring to suggest that Blair lied or exaggerated the case about weapons of mass destruction.
And then the head of the BBC had to apologize and resign for doing nothing.
Right, and, you know, Blair made the 45-minute claim and it all came out that it was complete hokum after, but you know, nothing was said after it. But, I mean, every single year when the Bilderberg Group meets, the BBC whitewash it. A couple of years ago, they said that anyone who believed Bilderberg had any influence over world events was sympathetic with Bin Laden. And they've done that on several other occasions in the past.
You mean the biggest empire, the most powerful elite in the world's personally owned BBC is New World Order agenda driven?
Well, people in this country call it the Blair Broadcasting Corporation, so that should tell you everything you need to know. They had Adam Curtis, the creator of Power of Nightmares, which was a BAFTA award-winning documentary about how all the terror was hyped and the fact that Al-Qaeda didn't exist as it's presented to us in the media, gave a speech at the BAFTA Awards ceremony, and he started talking about how the British government had overhyped Al-Qaeda and they'd basically faked the ricin plot before the war to get the population on board for the war invading Iraq, and the BBC cut out that little segment where he was talking about it, so they censored his speech. So there's numerous examples in the past where they've linked what they would call conspiracy theorists to radical right-wing extremists like Timothy McVeigh and terrorists and Bin Laden.
Well, this program will air over and over again over the next few years on BBC. It's on their mainline channel and will air in hundreds of countries. So this is going to be a big deal.
Right. And I expect it to be on Google Video within a day or so as well. So although BBC has been telling YouTube and Google Video to remove any of its material, so it'll be a battle on that score.
Well, you guys are going to watch it, right, Sunday evening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just record it just to have a record of it. Then you can transcribe it yourself so we'll be able to document it. And I want to decipher it. I want to break it down. I want a 3-part series next week, Paul. You do such a great job just literally doing an autopsy on the program to break down what happened.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.